So let's talk about something I enjoy. We don't do this too often, but every now and then, a request, an idea, a whim hits on something I really do personally enjoy. In that case, well, it should be fairly obvious to you. If you've come this deep and this far, you know what you're looking for and you have some idea of what I enjoy as well. Lying there. Chased, bound, restricted, knowing my every word will palpably escalate your arousal, and that you'll have only the choice to imagine every wonderful, titillating thing to follow. That makes the waiting even better, doesn't it? It makes I, sitting here, with my eyes closed, composing this material, these words, this fabric of your lust, makes it even better for you. A better image. As I run through my mind, pulling out the right words. The titillating thing that follows. The right patterns to change you. And if you've been listening to my chaste pet material, or just to my voice in general, when I think of you restrained, held back, resisting, when I think of you laying there, throbbing for me, well, welcome, and know that this means these words are thought and said with you, who fantasizes about having your orgasmic response controlled with you in mind. And with the way you will listen to this again and again, follow, listen, search, obey. And the best way to be obedient is to anticipate what I want. And I just told you. I enjoy the idea of you, chaste, controlled, and you know what? I enjoy the idea of you worshipping. Worship is quite pleasurable, especially when I know every lick, every exploratory probe, every moment, night, night, pet, sink deeper. Every moment you're worshipping, every moment that more arousal is flooding your body, leaving you held back, edged or chaste, without an outlet, holding back from me, knowing you're helpless but to accumulate. Looking, surveying. Think about women's asses, rears, kneeling, knowing that to serve properly, you should be laying down or kneeling, and you will be. Licking, searching, exploring, learning to be a better serving pet. Every action like that is a service to the woman you're doing it for, of course, but also to me, knowing it's something I enjoy, whether I'm receiving it or someone else's. Knowing you'd be even better at licking, serving, worshipping, getting hotter and hotter the more you experience it. Now, I mentioned that you're good at going under, at listening, at absorbing my words, at hearing my voice in your head at the right time. Or what you need. What you are presented with the opportunity to serve. When that happens, when a woman wants you to lick and serve, obey, kneel under her rear and lick and worship, or when you are simply fantasizing, envisioning, when your mind is being flooded more by the presence of my voice than by anything your mind would do on its own, at those times, this trance will return to you. Because you know I want that kind of thing. You know it's just what I enjoy. And therefore you're already prepared to ascribe to me the quality of pushing into you more and more fantasies, of worshipping, of spreading a woman's cheeks and licking, worshipping. That should be the only outlet that you need, after all. Isn't that enough? Of course it is. That's all the sexual outlet you need, to lick, worship, serve, and serve me by proxy every time you worship a woman's ass. And we know that when you serve me, you go deep down to a place where your mind is suspended, your body carried on by impulses I've put there, your impulse to be chaste, your knowledge that any movement of your hands toward your chaste belt itself would be inadequate to breach the defenses you've willingly adopted and I have gleefully inflicted. You are you, chaste, and therefore with no place for the arousal to go. What's the point of having a chaste, obedient pet incapable of orgasm, masturbation, or even stimulation, except the glorious stimulation of worship? Indeed, the best pleasure you can get is to find time for your tongue to explore a woman's rear, just where you're supposed to be, her ass pressed to your face, and you emphasizing in your head, yes, this is where I need, this is what I'm for. And your mind believes it, falls into it, absorbs it. It's a thing you already wanted and that you will want in a recurring fashion, again and again. A desire that never truly goes away, that simply temporarily subsumes itself beneath the busy world outside. Your default state of being is my voice echoing in your mind, your body worshipping automatically, your mind caged, suspended, caught in the loop of, I must serve, being said in my voice again and again. Chased, belted, waiting, wanting, constantly, inevitably aroused, licking, worshipping, loving who you are, what you've become, in the fantasy that you've manifested only because I drew it out of you, only because I imposed on the moment, on the everyday, on you. Lick, worship, obey, serve. Envision yourself kneeling, licking, parting, serving a woman who wants you to lick, and therefore you doubly know what you already knew, that she wants you to and that I want you to, that you're practicing, serving, performing a devotional act which echoes out and which I would be pleased to know you are doing. Lick, serve, submit, obey. Every lick just reinforces the chaste, bound, restricted nature of your being, the way in which your existence and your fervor is enhanced by your chastity. Because, since you will never crest into climax, you know that when you become more aroused, it's just going to spur you onward. Ordinarily, you might be forced to pull back. Normally, you might have to slack off because the act of licking, worshipping, parting her cheeks, your tongue exploring, sending phenomenal sensations into her body, the act of devotional worship would send those same sensations back into you. Normally, it will be enough to push you over into climax and leave you uselessly coming, blank and deep. But now that point will simply never be reached, and therefore you can continue on, growing more fervent, more devoted, more caught up in the moment. More of your conscious mind encapsulated, a waiting blank puppet, carried on only by your will to lick and serve, a desire so deep in you, and so propped up by my training, of course, and your eagerness, that it will only grow. Every fantasy contributes to a vast library in your head of ways to worship, women to serve, and devotional actions done in service of your training here. And when you return, and serve, your last chance to lick will occur to you. Your last opportunity to kneel. The last time you got to serve, lick, worship. Perhaps your brain fixating on the images flashing again and again. More and more rapid. And every word punctuated by an image of the joy of an opportunity to serve, part, lick, submit to a woman's ass. That image, the only sexual outlet you need. Why would you ever need anything more? The act of licking sends a resonation through you that must be even better than what she feels. And that's good, because serving her trains you to serve for any woman you get an opportunity to serve, wish to serve, because she wishes you to serve. That's the only criterion. Licking. Worshipping. Your mind encapsulated. Eyes perhaps rolling back. Face buried and working eagerly until forced by circumstance or by her commands to cease. Until then, you would eagerly pursue, endlessly pursue, the opportunity to kneel and serve. It's the only sexual outlet you need, the only one you want, and the only one you would pursue. You're chaste, so it's the only one you're permitted. That's the more important part. I like that so much, I think I'll make it your only outlet. Yes, lick. Envision you licking. Take every image in your mind of you in any other sexual situation, any lingering fantasies you may have, any hope you may have for a non-chaste, non-ass-worship-based sexuality. Replace it with a version where you're kneeling, A version where you're laying down. A version where you're serving and licking, where you are buried there. Your mind buried as well. Beneath pleasure, 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 and arousal that can never be sated because orgasm is unnecessary. It would interfere with your joyous chastity. It might even prevent you from serving to your fullest. It's a good thing I've done to you. To you. For you. Listen. Follow. Relax. Obey. Submit. Submit your will and your mind to that act so it becomes automatic. Just another reflex for you to learn and study. And I know you'll do me proud. Studying it over and over again. Absorbing it once more and every time, increasing your lexicon of worshipful, ass-centric positions, sensual images of you licking, the only outlet allowed, your worship, and the stimulation of women's asses as you kneel, staring at, touching, parting, delicately kissing, and exploring. Every opportunity for that is another opportunity for your pulsing, aching need to enter you, to grow. You have, between your legs, only a sealed-away space which fills you with the knowledge of the outlet you no longer have to achieve relief, release. Instead, you have a lot of energy and desire dammed up inside you, waiting to flood your senses, your body, your mind, flood you with knowing that the arousal, once it enters you, has nowhere to go but in, filling a deep and bottomless reservoir. Yes, bottomless, because it always makes more room. As you expand your understanding of arousal, service, chastity, pleasure, you expand your understanding and ability to take in more fantasies, more knowledge of serving, to more deftly and ardently serve, showing by the look in your eyes, your eagerness to kneel, your need to obey, showing your chaste nature through worshipping women's asses, through finding in that beauty and the curve, and your opportunity to show, and the opportunity to show is an opportunity for renewed service, renewed purpose, and a renewed ache. An ache that will only grow. Its growth is something I want. What's the point of having a chaste pet listening and hanging on my every word if I don't flood you with arousal, too? Sleep. A little deeper to a part of you that's already becoming flooded with those aforementioned images of chaste worship, of worshipping, licking, submitting, with masturbation or orgasm impossibilities. The only outlet permitted to you, which allows you only to be filled with more arousal because the act will arouse you, is worshipping women's asses. Tight, hot, mental constriction, binding, chastity. It's different from the release of climax, when you lick. It's the opposite, in fact. More and more absorption instead of letting the energy out. The more into the act you get, the more aroused you get, the deeper it goes into your bones, your nerves singing in you saying, yes, yes, this is what I'm for. An instrument there to serve by your chastity, your chaste ass worship. The more into it you get, the better it is. To let her see your desperation, and I to know of it as well, and in knowing it, to know your service and derive satisfaction from it. Therefore, to satisfy women, you lick and worship. You allow yourself to be desperate, mewling, kneeling, and that's good. It's what you want, and it's what I want for you. More importantly, much more importantly, infinitely more importantly, actually, my desire for you to feel the true indulgence of pleasure you get when you're fixated on ass worship, on everything from the jiggle and shake as a woman walks before you, to the way it feels to wait for the moment you're permitted to lick. Deeper. Listen, relax, submit, lick, worship, follow. Follow my voice to that place inside of you. The reservoir of arousal which becomes more concentrated with no outlet given your chastity and your bound state. Your chaste, device-bound, listening self. Under my voice, following my words, submitting deeper. Listen and serve. That's what you exist for. Here in this space to listen, serve, follow, obey, and enjoy because I enjoy it. You are permitted to share in my enjoyment, and in the moaning enjoyment of any woman who your worship pleases, who desires it from you, who see your kneeling as an appropriate service, an appropriate offer to lick, to serve, to indulge, to rub, stroke, think about, become consumed by, and lost in finding women's rears to serve, seeing the attractive shape, exploring with tongue and kisses, pressing your face against them, finding in your head a little space to store that extra arousal, and to find a stored amount of hypnotic trance, entering trance for her ass. You are in effect working more arousal and trance into yourself by the act of worship, filling yourself up more and more by giving as you have been directed, and as you will continue to do. And further, pet, you know this is something I personally enjoy, and therefore when you do that, when you lick, you're really serving me. More so, you have to exist with the knowledge that you're only going to get more aroused by licking. Yet you have that urge to do it, to kneel and lick and worship, and that urge will persist even though you are bound and chaste, even though you are desiring something that will ultimately bind you up more, arouse you more. Yet the desire is there. It is a seed planted and nurtured by your desire to worship and serve every ass you get the chance to worship, you beneath it, beneath where you're supposed to be, a symbol of worshiping me. You are permitted to think in this narrow domain. Thank you, mistress. To me or to the one you serve, that is permitted. And you will think it because why would you not? Why would you do anything other than ratchet up the amount of arousal you feel when you lick, when you worship, when you kneel? If it's the only sexual activity permitted to you, you're going to perfect the art. When you have only that one activity beneath women's asses, you will be careful, dutiful, follow instructions, and in so doing, you'll become better and better. Eager, submissive, needy, aching. You want it. You will continue wanting it, because on some level you always have. And all your work with me and listening to me is simply an act of reinforcing that. Deeper. More devoted. Submissive, the only thing allowed. If you wish to be mine, at least here and under trance and in these fantasies, and you do, then follow these instructions. Aching, chaste, yet learning and yearning to make it worse and better, to make it more powerful and potent in you, by adding to your repertoire not only a fantasy, not only a mental picture, but of memories of every time you've licked and worshipped a woman's rear, fantasized about it, and thought, thank you, mistress, shivering with the knowledge you are serving me by extension. You are training yourself to better listen to my voice, hearing it in your head each moment, licking, worshipping, kneeling, never missing an opportunity, always indulging the interest of women in being licked, in being worshipped, the only sexual and sensual desire and outlet you will get, the only one you'll want once you've trained it into yourself, is this. Which you will do, because every act of worship is an act of training, and this is one I personally enjoy. In your situation, if I had you nearby, to do just that is one of my favorite things. Lick, worship, serve, but above all else, do a good job. Be attentive, dutiful. Let your arousal at her arousal, happening, fill you. If she enjoys it, then the amount of arousal forced into your chaste, bound, irresistibly contented self, with your existence underlying it, bound to it, the amount of arousal will grow. The more there will be, the more she is aroused. The more you serve, the better you do. The more you render yourself twitching, rigid, aching, yearning, and yet unable, and blissfully unable is just how you should be. Because you can lick long past the point where your servile actions would have sent your mind reeling into climax if this were an ordinary session, an ordinary sexual encounter, if you were ordinary anymore. But that climax is impossible now, and therefore your licking can continue as long as she permits it. And when it ceases, it will not be an ending, just a brief pause, because all the arousal from getting to worship a woman's ass is going to stay in you. The punctuation between this act of worship and the next. Your sexuality is one long, continuous, climbing heat, rather than a more punctuated equilibrium. Between this time you have licked, served, kneeled, obeyed, and the next chance, there will be many opportunities to dream of getting to do it again. And I note the next chance may come before you get to sleep, or when memory of my voice ambushes you and reminds you, lick, serve, kneel, obey. Chaste pet, needy, bound, wanting it, needing it, trained to want it and need it by the act of licking and worshipping a woman's beautiful posterior. A self-perpetuated cycle, licking and worshipping women's asses, filling your mind, your vast library of fantasy. And you will fantasize. You will dream and explore and indulge. You will find, perhaps pictures, perhaps videos, perhaps someone that you lust after who wants you to worship. And you will relish getting to add more data points to your mental ass-worship sexuality, which now has replaced anything that existed before. Next time you lick, you'll know the right thing to think, the right thing to perhaps whisper, the right thing to feel, and that correct state of mind of being chaste, aroused, training, and thinking. Thank you, mistress. Good pet. I hope you enjoy yourself, and I'll see you again soon. Or maybe you'll come right back, dream again, stare at images of women's asses while listening to this training, over and over, or loop it in your ears while you're performing the act itself. I have no way to know what you're going to do to lock in this new sexuality. I just have faith in your ability to lust after a woman's rear, to worship, and to think, thank you, mistress, as your chaste, bound, aroused body gets that little bit more hypnotized by women's asses and the chance to serve every time.